Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Napoleon Hill's classic, The Law of Success. Sophie, I have to ask you, when you first picked this up, did you think it was going to be another dusty old self-help book or something more?
Honestly, I thought it might feel dated. But then I realized Hill spent 20 years interviewing over 500 successful people, including Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, at the request of Andrew Carnegie. That's a serious research project.
Right, and Carnegie believed success followed predictable laws, like physics. Hill took that and built a whole framework. The first thing that hit me was the definite chief aim. He says most people drift through life without a real goal.
Exactly. He's not talking about a vague wish. It has to be a burning, obsessive desire. And he says the universe responds to clarity. Once you know exactly what you want, you start attracting the right people and opportunities.
Yeah, but then he pairs that with self-confidence. And he breaks down the 6 basic fears that hold us back. Fear of poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and in death. I mean, that's pretty comprehensive.
It is. And he gives a practical method to build confidence, affirm your abilities daily, and systematically eliminate negative thoughts. It's not just think positive, it's a discipline.
Another one that surprised me was the habit of saving. I thought it was just about money, but Hill says it teaches discipline, patience, and freedom from fear. It's a spiritual principle.
Yes. He says when you have savings, you can take risks and wait for the right opportunity. It's not about the amount, it's the psychological transformation.
And then there's initiative and leadership. Successful people don't wait. They make things happen. They do more than they're paid for.
That's a big one. He defines leadership as inspiring cooperative action. And he lists qualities like courage, self-control, and definiteness of decision.
Right? And imagination. He splits it into synthetic and creative. Synthetic rearranges existing ideas. Creative is where new ideas come from. He says to set aside quiet time each day to let inspiration flow.
Enthusiasm is the fuel, but it has to be genuine. It comes from working on something that truly matters to you.
And then self-control keeps enthusiasm from going off the rails. He says if you can't control yourself, you can't control anything.
He identifies 8 emotions: desire, fear, love, hate, sex, anger, hope, enthusiasm, and says you have to harness them. That takes constant practice.
The habit of doing more than paid for really stuck with me. He says successful people consistently give more value than they receive. That builds a reputation that eventually pays off.
And it applies to relationships and community too, not just work. Then there's pleasing personality, not being fake, but developing genuine qualities that attract others.
Accurate thinking is another one. He says most people base decisions on opinions and assumptions, not facts. Successful people are ruthless about truth.
Concentration means focusing all your mental energy on one goal until it's achieved. He says scattered attention leads to shallow understanding.
And cooperation, no one succeeds alone. You need a team whose strengths complement your weaknesses.
That leads to the mastermind principle. When 2 or more people work in harmony toward a common goal, a third force emerges that's greater than the sum of its parts. Hill saw this in every great partnership.
And finally, faith. He defines it as the state of mind that translates your aims into reality. It's not blind belief. It's belief that creates evidence.
He says to affirm your chief aim with emotion and conviction until it's embedded in your subconscious. Then the subconscious works tirelessly to make it happen.
You know, the thing I'm actually taking away from this is that success isn't about luck or birth. It's a system. You can learn it and apply it step by step.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal. And Sophie, final thought?
Hill's big idea is that success is a science, not a secret, and the greatest reward is the person you become along the way. We'll see you in the next one.